The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara and this daf brings a discussion of a machlokes amaroyim. What happens if there's a food that's isurim and it had a shear of a kezias, it had a certain size and it became smaller, it shrunk, it got dried out a little, and then it got more moist and returned back to its original size. And the Gemara brings a machlokes amaroyim that according to Yavinim, Ibhiya and Ibn Yochanan, that since today it returned back to its original size, and today it's the size of a kezias, so he'll be chayiv if he ate that kezias, despite the fact that at one point in history it once shrunk and was less than a kezias. Shmuel and Shimon, they all say, we estimated the way, Kimoisha Hay in the Girsa is Kimoisha Hayu. They say that the shear is the way it once was, that since once at one point it was not a kezias, so who has in today, he's also not chayv, even though today it looks like a kezias, since at one point it wasn't a kezias, so therefore he will be exempt if he eats such a thing. It's still less than a shear, it still has the issa of chatishi asr min ha-Torah, but to be chayv, a korban, a karis, Malchus, whatever there is, he will be exempt from the punishment since he did not violate the full Isser. The lav, the oinish, he won't get since he did not eat a kezias of it. The Gemara is mevur that if the Gemara goes through a whole discussion of this, and the Gemara is mevur that if originally he had a shear of a kezias, and today there is no kezias because it shrunk. So then, if someone eats a hobi potter, he's for sure not chayiv since he's not eating a kezayis. It's also mavur in the Gemara that if it never had a kezayis, and now it just expanded to become a kezayis, so then the iser is only the rabbanon who has iser chatishim and hatayah, but it's not. The Gemara calls it midrabbanon. And they call it havubay. That's a havubay. The Gemara says that it's only midrabbanon. Such a thing is only also midrabbanon. The chol eifin shahu, it's only be rabbinically considered as if it had that shear of a kezayis. The Gemara explains that the machlokes amaroyim in the case of when it originally was a kezayis and it shrunk to become less than a kezayis, then it became bigger into being a kezayis. It was the full size, it shrunk, and then it expanded back to its original state. The Gemara explains the machlokes is dependent and whether we say dichui is considered yesh dichui b'yisura or there's no dichui b'yisura. Do I say that since at one point in history was pushed away from being the shear, was pushed away from being something that is punishable, so therefore it got pushed away, it remained pushed away? Or do I say ain dichui, I say there's no such thing, no such concept as yisurim getting pushed away. That's how the Gemara explains the reasoning of the two opinions. The Gemara further comes to a conclusion that Tufta the Mandam Yeshticha B'Yisurim Tufta, that the Maskan of the Gemara is we don't say that there's Yichu B'Yisurim, and therefore this Kezias that returned to its original state will be considered a Kezias and he will be punished. It is punishable for eating such a Kezias. This Kezias size of Isser that shrunk and then returned to its state will be like the original kezayis that it was. Now there's some very interesting discussions on halacha which are very negiel the halacha that touch on this sugya that come into the closely related similar concept, and also some achrayim bring rayas from this sugya to that sugya. And namely, which is something you probably have heard of before, the sugya about the gelatin and glycerin. The Matthias is like this. many foods. Let's talk about many non-kosher foods are made with gelatin. What is gelatin? Gelatin is, what they do is they take the skin of an animal, and they take, they soak the skin in hydrochloric acid until it becomes something called osein, O-S-S-E-I-N. Then it's soaked in lime for about a month. Then it's washed with sulfuric acid, and it becomes gelatin. Now, the question is, if this thing is mixed in with foods, and it's, they like it, there's many reasons why it's good to me, they have good reasons to mix this item into foods, and this ingredient into foods. And the question is such a thing kosher? It originates from skin of an animal. And, of course, the goyim, when they're making it, they're making out of skins of animals that are either not kosher animals or at least animals that weren't shechted properly. And therefore, they're basically non-kosher hides. And the question is this gelatin kosher or not? And this question was raised by the Paiskim back before World War II. Back in 1912, there was a company that asked if Chaim Isaac Grzesinski this question, and Chaim Isaac Grzesinski answered them, and he actually said that it was mutter. But much ink was spilled on this discussion, and the majority, the vast majority of Paiskim, is that gelatin is prohibited. The three reasons to permit gelatin were, at least some of them, were as follows. One is that there's a Chavis Das, that's the same author as the Nisivas HaMishpat. He says in Simikov Gimel, very famously, that if food becomes at one point in time ein roi leger, somebody wouldn't want to eat it, it's not roi leachilo. So then, even if later on somebody fixes it back up and now it becomes roi leachilo, it loses the iser. If you have something, let's take ham, a piece of ham, and some reason became eniroi lachila, became eniroi legir, even though he fixed it back up now, somebody would eat it, says the Chavazdas, it lost its categorization as being iser, since at one point it was not considered an edible thing, and therefore it's not iser at all. That was one svara to be mounted gelatin, since through the process of the gelatin it was one point not roi, so therefore it would continue. Another reason to be matir was like the Chalkes Yoyev. The Chalkes Yoyev disagreed, Be'ez Hashem will get back more to that Chalkes Yoyev, he disagreed with the Chavis Das that it's insufficient that at one point in time it was not so edible that people would not want to eat it, but he agreed that if it would not be roi for a dog to eat, even if people don't eat it, if at one point people don't eat it, then later it becomes again roi for people to eat, that would be regular macholes asuris, says the Chalkes Yoyev. But if at one point in time even a dog wouldn't eat it, then the Chalkes Yoyev says that even if later on it becomes edible, it already lost the name Isser, it already lost its status of being something that's offer and would be something that's permitted. The third reason to permit the gelatin was that they said that it's a pun mechadash as well, it's a whole different entity. It went through so many changes. It's a pun mechadash as well, it's a whole new product, a whole new item. It's unrelated to the first thing that was the Meikara. So, there was the Achronim, they wanted to be matter this reason, that reason, combination of reasons. The bottom line is that the vast majority of Paiskim disagreed with the Hesed. And in 1950, Reb Lezer Silver vehemently opposed the kashrus of gelatin, of a specific well-known gelatin product. And in fact, there's a sefer from, it's called Shailis Tshuvos Teferes Tzvi from Rav Karen Mel, in Chelek Aleph, he brings down many, many letters of many poiskim that after gelatin. And on page 43, he brings down a letter from Reb Lezer Silver that he writes of Azir, that even if Chaim Oizer Grzesinski, who was one of the leading poiskim, and he was Matir Jalatin, as we mentioned before, says of Lazy Silver, they fooled Rav Chaim Oizer in the way that they produce gelatin. They fooled him that it actually becomes dust, and that it's impossible to eat when in the part of the production process. Says that Lazy Silver, had Rav Chaim Oizer Gizemsky known the facts like what I know today, then it's beyond shadow of doubt that even Rav Chaim Oizer Gizemsky would have answered. So even if Rav Chaim Oizer Gizemsky permits it, says Rav Lazy Silver, I prohibit it. But I also believe, says Rav Chaim Lazy Silver, that had Rav Chaim Oizer Gizemsky known how it's actually made, in truth, the real way, he would not have permitted it. Lazy Silver says, even me, they tricked me too. So just like they tricked me, they tricked him, and he prohibited it. In 1966, Moshe Feinstein and Ivan Kolnitz et al., they opposed all gelatins, unless it comes from a kosher source, of course. Now, kosher gelatin would have to be made from an animal that's a kosher type of animal and shechted properly, and such a thing would be very expensive for companies to produce. And naturally, that's why most gelatin is not like that, and therefore the OU, the OK, the Star K, reliable certifying agencies, they will not certify products that have in them gelatin. Unless, of course, it was some gelatin that's made from, that's mamish kosher gelatin. They recommend using a substitute. There's other certain types of fake gelatin, call it, that are substitutes. And they have numerous substitutes, and I'm sure the agencies are able to recommend people what substitutes, industries and companies, they can recommend them what they can try as a substitute. It happens to be that there is, at least in one point in history, I believe it's still going today, there is a reliable certified kosher gelatin by Coltech Industries of Lakewood named Colatin that is made from glass kosher hides and is under the OU, at least at one point in time, but I can't tell you about today. And the OU was saying that it was kosher, and not only kosher, but even tarv, and that's another discussion that Ramosha has a tshuva that it would be not only, once it is made from kosher hides, then it does not get, it's fleshig, it's not, it's only that it's, if it's from trefa hides, it would be treif, but if it's from kosher hides, it would not be fleshig, it could be tarv. That's historically speaking. But in any case, on the sugi itself, what the halacha of gelatin is, we said that it's dependent, part of the sugi is really what's the halacha with something that was once not edible, and then it becomes back to the state where it is edible. So we said there's two different madrigas. One madriga is that it's just not edible for people, and another madriga is that it's not edible even for dogs. And the Chavis Das is Megal, even if at one point it wasn't edible for people. Chalkezev disagrees, it's not enough that it wasn't edible for people, there have to be that at one point it wasn't edible for dogs. So many Poiskim say that we don't follow these Shittis, and therefore they ask for gelatin. Now the Chalkez Yoyez brings a Raya from Arasugyo. He brings a Raya to disagree with the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das says that if at one point it was not edible for people, it wasn't Necha for a gear. If it becomes enirui of the gear, if at one point it's enirui of the gear, then it will be permitted even when later on it becomes more edible. Says the Chalkes Yoy, what do we see in our Gemara? Our Gemara talks about a food that had the shear of kezayis, then it shrunk, then it became back again the shear of the kezayis. And the Gemara explained that the reasoning for the Manda Omrim, the Amiroi, they wanted to say that it's not the shear, it's not chayiv for eating it when it expanded back again, is because dichui became pushed away from being iser that has punishable of like a kezayis. But later on, the others disagree with that. And they say, ein dichui v'yisurim. And the Gemara comes out that the maskana is that ein dichui v'yisurim. It does not get pushed away. So says the Chalkes Yoyev, just like when the Gemara discusses the kezayis that shrunk and expanded back, we say it does not get pushed away from the size that it's considered to be, and it comes back, it falls back to its original state, so too, pertaining to something that's not edible, a different way that something could become permitted, one way that is that it could become not punishable because it lost its sheer, lost its size, and another way is it could be permitted, it would be dichli soon it would be pushed away from being an iser, because it was permitted because of the fact that it's not edible. So just like the Gemara comes out to a maskana, the Gemara comes to a conclusion that in dichli v'yisurim, yisurim don't get pushed away. So too for our discussion, says the Chalkis Yoyev, it does not get pushed away. The fact that at one point it was unedible will not get pushed away from being iser. And he says, I'll bring you elamai. Well, you may want to say, says the Chalkis Yoyev, that perhaps you can't generalize the Gemara's discussion to our discussion. Perhaps the Gemara that they had an argument about a sizable piece that shrunk and then expanded back, and the Gemara classified that as dichli machloikis of dichli v'yisurim or in dichli v'yisurim. Perhaps that machloikis is specific to this type of case, but not to other types of dichli v'yisurim, not to other types of cases where it gets pushed away from being iser. So the Chalkis Yoyev says that that's incorrect. We could generalize the Gemara to this type of discussion, because we find that the Ritva in Avodah Zarah brings down in the name of the Ramban, that brings a raya from our Gemara, that if an Isser fell into a heter and it became batel. Let's say we have some Macholis Asurim, some food that's utter to eat, and the halacha is that if it falls into food that's water to eat, if it's the right amount, if it falls into 60, it becomes batel. It becomes, so to say, diluted. It becomes diluted and permitted. There's a whole list of rules of how bittul works, but when it becomes, when it falls into 60, so it becomes mutter. But what happens if after a little bit of iser fell into a lot of hatter and we said it became mutter? What happens if some more iser fell in? So the Ramban says it would be chayzer v'neir. It would wake back up. Now, first you had one ounce fell into 80 ounces. 1 ounce of Isser fell into 80 ounces of Heter. So I say there's more than 60 portions of Heter in the mixture in relative to the Isser that fell in. You have now a mixture that has 81 ounces. 1 out of 81 is Isser. So 1/81 is Isser. So such a small percentage of Isser is Batel, means it becomes Mutter. But let's say a 2 ounce fell in, so now you have 2 out of 82, 2 ounces of Isser in a mixture of 82, where 80 of the 82 is Heter, and 2 of the 82 is Isser. Says the Ramban, now it's Chayz v'Neir, now it becomes back Osir again. So even though originally there was enough to dilute that Isser, but now the Isser jumps back and becomes Isser. So what do you see? You see that the Ramban generalized, and he brings a Rai from our Gemara. The Ramban brings a Rai from our Gemara, just like in our Gemara, we say, in dichli v'yisurim, yisurim don't become pushed away. And therefore, it can be chayz v'neir, it can be get woken up again. So too, by the case of the Ramban, you see the Ramban already generalized it. So says the Chalkas Yoyev, just like the Ramban generalized our Gemara to the case of chayz v'neir, when we add, more was added into the mixture, so too, we will generalize our Gemara to a case where something was at one point not edible, and now it became edible. As we mentioned, kashrus agencies don't use gelatin, like the vast majority, like all the poskim come out very clearly that we cannot eat gelatin. So, practical terms, anyone that eats food that has a hechsher, say they are keeping away from gelatin. However, it's worth noting that capsules are made out of gelatin. Capsules, other than veggie capsules, vegetable capsules, generally capsules are made out of gelatin. And therefore, theoretically, swallowing a capsule that has medicine, many medicines come in capsules, it would get involved in this shiloh of gelatin. And as we said, gelatin, we should not eat gelatin. The place can come out very strongly that gelatin is prohibited when it's made from trefa hides, non-kosher hides. And therefore, it would seem that swallowing a capsule that has medicine would also be prohibited. However, the art studium, there are reasons to permit swallowing a medicine that has in it a capsule that's for medical purposes. And the reasons are as follows. First of all, whenever somebody swallows, there are opinions that say that such a thing is shalek darach achila. And if it's shalek darach achila for medical purposes, it would be permitted. Another reason, there's reason to be lenient by capsules, is because it's a very small amount, it's only chatzi shir, and some people are mad there for a chayla to take a chatzi shir. Others say that capsule, the way the capsule is, when gelatin is soft, you can maybe consider it in this state that it's roi l'achilo. At one point it was not roi l'achilo, and today it became again roi l'achilo. But a capsule that's hard and like plastic-like, so it's not something that's really edible, so then you could say that even today it's not roi l'achilo. That's a whole other reason why a capsule is more mutter than the regular discussion of gelatin. So there are certainly people who are machmir, either not to use any regular capsule, unless it's a veggie capsule. Others cover it with a tissue, they wrap it around with a tissue, and like this it will be shalek derech achila. And some people are makel. It would seem that most people, the hamayinam, it seems like is makel to swallow capsules, at least when it's a medication. But there certainly are people who are machmir. It's not advisable to take the medicine out of the capsule unless you speak to the doctor. Often it has an effect on how the medicine works. So it's not recommended to take it out of the capsule unless you are certain that it will not affect the benefits, the medical benefits that the medicine is supposed to give. One final point is that the Rabbi said he differentiated between different types of capsules. There are soft capsules and hard capsules. The hard capsules, he said, that is room to be lenient, being that it's hard and it's like plastic, like we said, it's not food. But the soft, pliable capsules, there's some capsules that come, they're gelatin that you can like squeeze, they're like mushy, it's a different shape, it's a little bit like a football shape. Those, says Belsky, a person should not be makel on. And certainly, if it's not for a vitamin, a person should ask their competent halachic authority how to deal if they are in a situation where which calls for them to use these soft capsules. They should try to look for another etza and or speak to their competent halachic authority.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.